Good evening. Here with a KUAC News Minor Update, I'm Tom Hewitt. The voters have chosen Carl Castle to be the next mayor of the Fairbanks North Star Borough. The longtime assembly member won by a wide margin in yesterday's municipal election, decisively taking a race that was primarily contested over the growth of borough government.
It shows that the community wants to keep trying to move things forward.
Castle says that means maintaining services while trying to keep property taxes in check.
It means we're going to have to be a little more efficient, maybe start some new partnerships, build some bridges between different segments of our community, and see how we can accomplish providing these services without spending as much money.
Castle's closest challenger, State Representative Tammy Wilson of North Pole, is staying positive. She says the campaign will help her return to the legislature with better knowledge of broader Fairbanks area issues.
You learn more about the history, you learn more about issues that are outside of the North Pole area and what constituents need that isn't necessarily just in your back door.
Wilson was a driving force behind a citizen initiative aimed at limiting borough air quality regulation. Voters narrowly rejected the measure, which would have turned back aspects of an ordinance that includes localized wood-burning bans when smoke levels spike. Castle acknowledges the ordinance needs work.
I think right now the current ordinance is a little bit more onerous than it needs to be. So I'm going to be working towards trying to trim that back. And I'm also going to make the best effort with our staff to be as user-friendly as we can be. I don't want to jump out there and try fining people.
The failed ballot measure to limit borough air quality regulatory power was co-sponsored by Assemblymember Lance Roberts. Roberts, who was re-elected, says he won't give up the fight.
To help constituents who have issues and to try to keep the regulations from moving too fast. As you know, once governments start regulating, they keep moving. They've already, in fact, amended this ordinance once in June, making it worse.
The divisive air quality issue was also on the mind of fellow re-elected Assemblymember Catherine Dodge.
We need to say, okay, we didn't get this quite right. Let's listen and let's try to get it right.
Also winning another term on the Assembly is Van Lawrence, who points to economic development as his key issue, citing the University of Alaska's growth potential as a leader in unmanned aerial vehicle and Arctic research.
You know, we need to be aware of that, and we need to take steps to make sure it happens and to promote it as much as possible.
A Fort Wainwright man is in custody following an apparent drive-by shooting last night in Fairbanks' Shannon Park neighborhood. A statement by Fairbanks police says 20-year-old Christopher Ryan De La Merced Jr. was arrested on multiple counts of assault and weapons misconduct. A second person is still being sought by police. Fairbanks police say they received a report of gunfire at about 7 p.m. on Tuesday on Draws Drive in the East Fairbanks subdivision. A single residence appeared to have been targeted with multiple rounds penetrating the structure. Police say two people were inside the building at the time, but neither was hit by gunfire or injured. A witness reportedly saw a black Dodge Charger fleeing the area, and the suspect vehicle was later located unoccupied. De La Merced was later contacted and arrested. He's being held at Fairbanks Correctional Center without bail. Police believe there were two shooters in the incident, but the identity of a second person remains under investigation. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Fairbanks Police Detective Peyton Meredith at 450-6553. If you watch the Alaska Nanook hockey team play at the Carlson Center this season, you won't see standout Colton Pareko on the ice. But if you turn on your TV, you just might. The defenseman, who would have been a senior with the Nanooks this year, will be in the National Hockey League instead, having gone straight from the Fairbanks campus to the starting line of the St. Louis Blues. In his time with the Nanooks, Pareko was a two-time second-team All-American, as well as a two-time Defenseman of the Year in the team's conference. In other sports news, UAF volleyball player Sam Hartoon played a big role in the team's first two wins of the season last Thursday and Saturday at the Patty Center. The senior outside hitter has been named the Great Northwest Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week. It's the first time since the 2013 season that Hartoon has won the award and the first time she has won it on her own. She's shared the award three times in the past. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District could be getting a much-needed financial boost from an unexpected rise in student enrollment. The district's very preliminary numbers this month project 140 more students will enroll in local public schools this year than was anticipated. Those numbers could change. The 20-day period that the state uses to figure student counts is still underway, but that increase would translate into $2 million in additional state funding. The projection of almost 14,000 students for the 2015-2016 school year would also break a recent enrollment dip for Fairbanks schools. Student numbers have declined in each of the past 4 years. The early enrollment numbers are a bright spot in a challenging financial climate. Reductions in state education funding led to an $8.6 million cut last session, equal to more than 3% of the district's budget. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.